Eastern equine encephalitis is a dangerous disease that is passed on to humans from infected mosquitoes. It killed a man recently in New Hampshire, and the virus is here, in Vermont, prompting the health department to urge people living in some towns, including Alberg, Burlington, Colchester, and Swanton, to stay indoors between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. The reason we know that Triple E is here is because the Agency of Agriculture, Food, and Markets has a team that goes out to collect and test mosquitoes between June and October. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman joined the director of the Vector Surveillance Program out in the field recently, and he has this report.
All right, cover your ears.
Patty Casey is holding what looks like a space-age ray gun for a low-budget science fiction movie. It's about the size of a rifle. She calls it a bugzooka. It's made out of wide-mouthed PVC tubing and wood stove hardware, with a motor inside connected to a 12-volt battery, which Casey is carrying on her back like a jetpack. There's a nylon stocking stretched across the end, which catches the mosquitoes as Casey bends over to suck them out of 10 boxes, which are positioned near a swamp at this site in Franklin County.
So you guys have to take the nylon out before you turn it off, otherwise they can fly out.
There are about 105 sites like this across the state that also include light traps that draw the bugs in with dry ice and odor, which Casey says smells like a sweating ox. Casey leads a team of six technicians who travel around with their own bugzookas, vacuuming up mosquitoes and then bringing them over to the Agency of Ag Lab in Randolph. The bugs are identified in the Ag Lab. They've looked at about 100,000 mosquitoes this summer. And then some of them are sent to the Department of Health Lab or to the Federal Centers for Disease Control, where they're tested for Triple E and West Nile virus. The whole process can take up to 10 days.
Our program is really the sensing device or tool that the state has to determine if there is West Nile virus or Eastern equine encephalitis in the mosquito population, hopefully before it reaches the mammalian population. So humans and horses are the usual targets of Triple E.
It's up to the Vermont Health Department to consider where the virus was found and what the threat is to human health. So far, one man in the state, in Chittenden County, has been hospitalized with Triple E, which can cause fever, chills, and fatigue, and in the most extreme cases, cause inflammation of the brain and possibly death. Casey says even with all the time and resources that are put into vacuuming up live mosquitoes and testing thousands of them for disease, she can't really tell you whether it's safe to hang out in your backyard in the evening.
It's sort of the best we can do. I mean, mosquitoes are, you know, notoriously disrespectful of boundaries, and, you know, they have very, very different flight ranges. So, yeah, there's a lot about this program that is very careful, very exact science, and there's a lot of it that we can't answer. We can't be everywhere.
The testing areas are generally set up near bodies of water, with concentrations along Lake Champlain. As of the end of August, Triple E has been detected in 66 pools along the Lake Champlain corridor. Casey says most of the time, the public is not really aware of the work she does. She's vacuuming up mosquitoes in some of the most pristine wetlands in the state, but the last month or so has been stressful and busy. The agency added what it calls 16 additional rapid response testing sites near where the virus was detected. And she says everyone involved with the program has been working overtime.
Driving around in Vermont, going to beautiful wetlands, bird areas, seeing wilderness, you know, I love putting my boots on. But this adds a level of stress, because when we get into the point where we are concerned for public health, the pressure is on for us to really get it right as we possibly can.
Casey says with the night cooling down, there is less mosquito activity. But Triple E is still around, And Casey says she will be out in the field with her Bugzooka vacuuming up mosquitoes right up until the first hard frost, probably sometime in October. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Franklin County.